One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And the reason why I say it's very bad, because if a player of that done at my team today...
What's going on with
he's malfunctioning.
Sol Campbell. And also, he eats a lot of food. Which is controversial, because we're living in a time where Rashford said, you got to feed the kids. So feed them. Flipping idiot.
Flipping idiot. What is going on?
In Ethiopia, did City win the treble last year, or did Leicester just win the league?
Oh my God.
It's true.
What year is it there?
Like 2015, maybe, something like that.
Why are they still behind like this? What did they do?
Or what did we do?
Head start. They gave us a head start.
What did they do?
They go off a different calendar, but I'm sure it's like...
It's 2016 there right now.
It's 2016 in Ethiopia.
In Ethiopia.
I only had two kids then. I got to go over there. It's cheap over there. It's mad cheap.
We did that whole episode as well where we were talking about being...
The jellyfish,
travels,
yeah,
through time.
It's an Ethiopian jellyfish.
It's an Ethiopian jellyfish.
So wait, if you go to Ethiopia now, do you still have to look after your kids? Because essentially they don't exist.
Nah, I'll look at my thirdborn and after, like, what are you man doing here? You spirits of the future. Get out and see it, bruv. What are you doing here,
You're not
man?
Meant to be here.
Yeah, bruv.
All right, but 2024, boys. We made it. We made it to 2024. That's pretty impressive. Some of us were not expected to be here.
Oh, no. I've
got
2 years.
I've got 2 years,
yeah. 2026 is approaching. Listen.
We ain't said 2026 in a while. What's your New Year's resolution, Dan?
To be better.
Oh, my God.
You can't be worse. Poet, what's your New Year's resolution?
To start committing to things in real life, not just online.
Oh, my God. What is happening, man?
Lippy, what's your New Year's resolution?
I'm only gonna eat meat 3 days a week. 5 days a week.
Five?
Yeah.
Why did you just go up?
I was gonna say four, but I said no. That Subway deal on the Thursday is kind of bad. Honestly, I'm gonna eat less meat. I don't feel good after I eat meat now.
I've heard that.
I'm at that age where meat is slowing me down. Yeah, if I have meat, especially with my breakfast before matches, if I have meat in my breakfast, I play terrible. I can't run.
Is there vegan bowlers? Who's a vegan bowler that we know that's cold?
That's a good question. There are some, but that's a good question.
Bellerin?
he might be one of the better ones.
Who's the best
now,
vegan bowler?
I bet we'll be surprised.
The best vegan 11.
Vegan drop.
All right, cool. Here's the problem, right?
Vegan 11.
When you look it up, Hector Bellerin. What was Hector Bellerin famous for?
Trees,
yeah.
Injuries.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah. All right. So according to Google, let's read a few players who are vegan. Gareth Bale.
What?
No. Injuries.
Ilkay Gundogan.
Oh, no.
Chris Smalling.
Really?
Yeah. I can imagine. Ever since he turned RAS, eye tilting, innit?
I hear you. Come on.
Eye tilting.
But then it says here that Jack Wilshere is gluten-free vegan.
So basically, don't just be vegan. Be idle.
Jermaine Defoe says he's vegan, according to this. I don't know about all this.
Whatever, Jermaine.
Jermaine Defoe ain't that.
Jermaine Defoe's vegan.
Miles, Jordy, what's your news?
Same position? Thing as every year, man. Health is wealth. Use my Nutribullet more.
Huh?
My Nutribullet.
Because I had to know what a Nutribullet was for a second.
That was crazy.
Why have you got one of those? I didn't even know you had what. Yeah.
You made it healthy.
Miles, what's your New Year's resolution?
No, Lippy, it's not that funny.
sorry.
Miles.
London acting job?
Yeah, London acting job.
London acting job. That's a good New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
What's yours?
My New Year's resolution is to... Last year, I wanted to work less. I said that on this show.
Did you?
Yeah.
You killed Lumos for that.
No, he said he wanted to work more.
Oh, because before the year before, he said he wanted to work less.
Trying to make up for lost time.
But no, I'm working more. I'm working more in 2024. That's 100% something I'm going to be doing. But I enjoy work. Work is class.
Yeah, so you just literally done a Lumos.
Yeah, but my circumstances are quite different.
Man, he has a better reason. Lumos had no justification.
Nah, man. I know he's in Jamaica, but I got a backup.
We are now in the 10th year of Filthy, officially.
Wow.
10 years of Filthy.
Testimonial for real.
Testimonial year.
Big up Umbro, though, for the sponsor.
Big up Umbro. We've gone through a lot of changes over 10 years.
We need to find a start date.
I know the start date. Actually, oh my God.
Go on. What happened?
What do you want? Your laptop.
Okay, I'm going to be back one sec. Sorry.
All right. Ah, boys.
This is going to be insane, you know?
No, wait. Start date. Filthy, first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded an episode of No Rules before Christmas that Specs was supposed to bring Poet to, but Specs never told Poet.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's a loser.
We didn't find out until we got here and he was like, I forgot to tell Poet. Okay. Because it was a Christmas special, I gave everyone gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I had a gift for Poet.
Oh, man, I didn't even know.
Oh, see it there.
Specs, I hate you, you know.
Dan, could you pass this gift to Poet, please? This is real friendship here, boys.
Open that up.
You know what to do.
The peasant.
That's nicely wrapped as well, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I feel fella's chain.
How did the hell did you keep this, bro?
How did the hell?
I'm sorry. brother,
show it to the camera,
show
please.
Show us, man.
This is crazy. Tigo.
Why did you close it to show it?
So, obviously, Nike FC. To show in the front. You wouldn't have known because you weren't there. And then we went to the Arsenal-Manchester City game. We saw Jack Wilshere there. We saw Jordan from Rizzle Kicks. We saw Nana. Nana was there as well. And I met Tigo.
That's the day we met.
Oh, you're
wait, hold on.
You're romantic.
Yeah, honestly. Is this what you do at home as well?
Three months later, Filthy existed.
That's
big facts. So that's a special item. This is crazy, bro.
You're a piece of s***. You're a piece of s***.
Don't hug him. Don't hug him.
He's got him. That's he can't recover from that.
I thought you went to hug him, you know.
Yeah.
I would have done.
Hey, Poe's gone, you know. His head's gone.
My head's gone, bro. I can't believe it.
Arsenal versus Man City, the 29th for the 3rd, 14th. I can even tell you who played 14th? That
day. Not quite.
We got smoked, though, innit?
Now we do.
Now 1-1.
Podolski scored.
You don't know Filthy Challenge. He was the first cast, first episode of Filthy Fellas.
You're definitely not asking me.
You can't ask me.
Poet. No, not even. Okay, go on. If you know, go on then.
Poet. Tigo.
Mm-mm. Wasn't on the cast. He was on the cast. Yeah.
Yeah, but he was in the...
The vicinity.
Yeah, the facilities. Specs.
Nope.
No, you're done. You're
Specs
done.
Came late. That's a late signing.
Scribs.
Ship.
You got to think it was teams. So who's the two Arsenal?
Miles.
No.
Why are you?
I'm late,
man. Leon.
Leon and
Poet.
Yeah. So who would have been?
Man United.
United would have been... Scribs and Bolt.
Yeah. Correct. Tottenham.
Tottenham, Craig.
And
still in the group.
Ross.
Yeah.
Craig and
Liverpool.
Ross. Liverpool.
You might not get this one.
Yeah.
You might not get this one.
Now loves the Tottenham Stadium.
Doesn't wash a lot.
Doesn't wash a lot.
Vooj.
Yeah.
Vooj and...
This is the person you might not get.
Ethiopian loons.
What? It snips the Ethiopian loons.
Yeah, it was DJ Snips, DJ of course. Snips.
Yeah. Shout out, Snips, man. Snips.
That's 10 years ago, yeah.
Is Snips still in America?
Yes, from my understanding.
He's in the project.
Yeah, New York, yeah.
He's in New York, yeah. Big up Snips, man.
Hey, Myron.
He's in the project.
Hey, Myron.
Yeah, well, boys, today we are going to be doing one of our most anticipated drafts of all time to start off the new year, start it off properly. We're going to do a controversial 11 draft. Now, controversy takes many forms.
And it sells.
in many ways, Lippi's the most controversial person on this panel. Mm-hmm. But in many ways, Poet is the most controversial person on this panel. But in so many ways, Dan is the most controversial person on this panel.
Everyone apart from you two is escaping here, I'm telling you.
And controversy comes in many forms. So if there are a few names that don't get said, you're going to have to piece it together. And if there are players that you might think that person's not controversial, we might have to say that person's not controversial enough and make you land again.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, I just want to shout out NordVPN. Big supporters of Filthy. Big supporters of Filthy at Fiverr.com. They help us to bring this show to you. It is one of the most important things you can have on your computer, on your phone, on any of your devices for your safety, so that you're not being tracked, and so that you can use all your streaming services, all the things that you would use in different territories and different countries. In Premier League season, you know, when you got your TNT, you got your Sky Sports, you've got your Match of the Day, you want to get access to the Sky Sports YouTube, you pay your license fee in this country, you pay for your subscription service in this country, you're out of the country on holiday. Dan holidays a lot. He doesn't watch football a lot, but he holidays a lot.
Yeah.
You want access to your services. NordVPN allows that. It's probably one of the top three most useful software services that we have in the office on Filthy across the course of a season. One NordVPN account can be used across 6 devices. So you're paying for it once, and it's like...
That's 7, Mouse.
I know. You guys are too easy. Go on, carry on.
You guys are too easy.
No, you're talking about me and it, my twins. They have one device, so they can watch it together. So that was 7 people. I hear you.
So that's your desktop, that's your laptop, that's your tablet, that's your phone, and then you've still got a couple left. How many left?
7. I lost you after that. I'm gonna know.
But you need it for your security, and we've got an offer right now. A month of NordVPN costs, honestly, less than what I spend on a coffee a day. I'm a coffee man anyway. And that's only one coffee. Sometimes I buy 2 free coffees. I'm legit a coffee man. But if you click the link in the description, sign up now, and you get any of their offers, you get a 2-year agreement with them. We're going to throw on 4 months free NordVPN on top. That's on all plans, standard, plus, and complete. You cannot live without NordVPN.
You can't.
You need it on all your devices, or at least most of your devices. But if you've got more than 6 devices, I don't know what you're doing in life. NordVPN, click the link in the description. Now let's get back to this draft. Now, I'm going to introduce the panel. Don't have to take too long. It's 2024. We're going to speed these along a little bit more. Yeah. My left to my right. His name's Lippy.
Hello.
Next on the panel, Geordie.
What's going on, man?
Next on the panel, Miles.
Best looking guy on YouTube.
Couldn't do it. He just couldn't leave.
He's still quick though. I rate that.
Next on the panel, Savage Dan.
Sonona.
And finally, but not leastly, wearing the new Filthy home jersey, 2024, 10 years of Filthy.
Sponsored by Umbro.
It's Poet.
Osimhen soon lands. Come on.
Inshallah.
Where does he land?
In North London.
Emirates, Carpet.
Somewhere over there.
The red side.
Please.
Geordie, you got a coin?
Of course not.
Who's got a coin? Anyone?
2024,
man. I got one. So if it lands on this side, if it lands on this side, it's heads. If it lands on that side,
gold, you know.
It's tails.
What's the one that Margs? What's the one that Margs did again? Fork.
Fork.
Something.
It's got a fork.
Yeah, it was bad.
Got it. Do you want to be top side or bottom side? Hey, it is what it is.
All right, listen. It's 2024. Stop, boys.
All right, pick your side then.
Damn. It's mad. There's no escape. I'll take the upper deck.
That's Lippy picking upper deck.
Upper deck.
Upper deck it is.
Well, as always, it's a snake draft. It'll start with Lippy, it'll get to Poet. Poet will pick twice and it'll swing back around. Anyone that's new to our draft system, go and watch the African Players draft, because that's our most popular ever draft.
It is.
A classic draft, and that's one I'm very proud of. I think we did really well. And this one's going to be up there, I think, with our great drafts.
Is that is African? Which one was African draft? I wasn't there.
When Tigo said he had a Kanu shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, but I think this is going to slightly top that.
Most controversial players ever. First round draft pick from Lippy is?
Can only be one person.
Of course.
Most controversial goal ever. One of the best footballers ever. One of the most controversial people upstairs, I think. I think he just met the criteria to get up there. And that is Diego Maradona.
Can we do that? Why?
Why not?
See, the '60s, bro.
Well, we didn't let Steve-O land it a few.
Oh, so is it only
ago.
In our time then?
No, I feel like you can't have a controversial episode without Diego Maradona.
All right, cool, but none of us were alive for that, right?
It doesn't matter. The guy's a menace. He was even doing stuff in our lifetime.
Where's Diego Maradona playing in your team?
I'll have him on. I think he'd be a right winger.
Okay,
in today's, in today's day and age.
Ooh, I think I'm going for a right winger as well.
What's your favourite, most controversial Diego Maradona moment?
Since I've been alive, was definitely, because he's dead, I could say this.
Yeah,
now.
One of the greatest of all time. Yeah, come on, man. He knew what he was up to.
When he was managing a team, and he made all the staff get around him so he could snort. That was class. He made like everyone. It was like a formation. Everyone started doing things around him. One man was on the phone, another man was looking up. Yeah, that was great.
Great first round pick. It had to be. And like I say, we normally don't let players from eras before our time get picked. And Steve-O will be fuming watching this, but
sorry,
it's
Steve.
Diego Maradona.
Can I ask, are we meant to field a 11 that includes a keeper, etc.?
Yeah.
Damn it. Yes.
What was you planning? What kind of question?
I'm just trying to work out if I need a keeper.
Everyone needs a keeper. Anyway, yeah. Listen, my pick is a lot less talented than Maradona. He's super controversial in many ways. One, because I don't think he's as good as people talk about. I don't think he existed. He never came to England. And he did leave his wife for her niece. And his name's Hulk.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That is a great shout.
That's a great shout.
His name's
Hulk.
Wow.
Miles, are you ready with your first round draft pick?
Google someone. Yeah, my first draft pick, he's very controversial.
Controversial.
2024, man. We got to keep up traditions here.
Traditions.
Keep it consistent. That's what Filthy's about, keeping it consistent. He's controversial for a lot of things, man.
Agreed.
Yeah, he's a good player, very good player, one of the best. Had bad teeth.
Mm. You're narrowing it down.
Controversial.
Could be who I think it
is. You think it is.
Quality player, though.
One of
the best ever.
Okay. He's known for biting, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
That's not who I thought it was going to be.
Sergio Aguero called him top three strikers of all time.
Yeah, that's a player. A very controversial player.
And for our audio listeners?
It's Luis Suarez.
Boys, I'll be honest. He is incredible.
Have you seen he's saying he can barely walk now?
He can't walk.
But he's still playing.
He has injections and that before matches.
Wow.
So he can't play,
so
with,
can't
his
play with his son because he's playing for Grêmio.
Yeah, but he can play professional football. Hey, that's how controversial he is.
No, he's lying, isn't it?
All right, I'm going to go in a similar vein. I think you could say Luis Suarez is controversial because of the biting, because of the handball at the World Cup. Or you could say he's controversial because of what he did to Patrice Evra, which we'll never forgive. Or forget.
I thought he was going to say playing for Liverpool.
So in that vein, I'm going to pick a midfielder who I loved when he was young. And he joined my team, Inter Milan, after Turkey became a very, very good, very good team on the international stage. He went back to Turkey and allegedly, because I wasn't there, racially abused Didier Zakora.
And he got punished for it on the
Didier
pitch.
Didier Zakora came back and gave him receipts next time they played.
Wow.
He is currently coaching at a decent level,
if
I'm right. Belözoğlu Emre.
But apparently he's like a little football genius. Because
he was unbelievable.
Yeah,
he was a good player.
Because he got that, I'm sure I Googled it the other day. He got that when Pele did the top 100 or something.
There were some weird players in that.
No, there was. Listen, Pele was... He might have been with Maradona in part.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. He had some crazy takes. I don't think anyone alive can do a top 100, though.
Dan.
This is your show.
Your first round draft pick.
This is tough. Because I also want a team that's good. Not just controversial.
It's important, yeah.
It's true.
I'm going to go with an Italian man.
That's a good start.
And in that era, in the era I'm talking about, they were as violent as it got. This man...
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh, I know.
This man pushed over a referee.
Yeah, that's a great shout.
You don't even know how controversial Paolo Di Canio is.
As a manager.
as a manager, he's crazy.
Italy, he did a fascist salute. Yeah. Oh, Lazio.
He's a fascist. Did you see what he did to his own player the other day when he was there?
At Sunderland.
He gripped up his own player the other day in the dugout.
Poet, your first pick.
All right, so I'm going to go back to a player that used to play for Chelsea. I had great hopes for him as he had blonde hair playing for Romania. And I thought he was going to do his thing. I remember scoring free kicks. I thought, yeah, don't need Zola no more.
He was in the parties with Maradona.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely.
Adrian Mutu.
That's a great
first round draft pick, yeah. He had a decent career after he left Chelsea, you know. I think in England, we kind of ignore that.
It's not our business.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. Once you leave the league,
maybe he just stumbled. You can play for Juve, yeah. Maybe he just stumbled and then he got his life back on track. We don't know because we're English and we only care about what's going on here. But
that's true.
But it was controversial. And your second pick, Poet?
This guy, I remember him scoring against Arsenal at the Carpet when he was in Highbury. And he was so intimidating. All his teammates didn't even celebrate with him. He literally tore his hand out and said, yo, don't touch me. He then went into acting. His name is Vinnie Jones.
Oi, that man's a menace.
Great pick.
He's so scary that he couldn't even play for England. He had to play for Wales.
That's a very Welsh name though, Vincent Jones.
Yeah, Vincent Jones.
But you've got to remember as well, he was at Capital Carnage, WWF in 1998, in the headline. I think it was a four-way match and he was involved. I think he was the special enforcer.
What a guy.
I think you won then.
Savage Dan, your second pick.
If I've got Decanio on this team, I need someone else who can maybe perhaps control him. Somebody with an even worse attitude, and somebody who, if we're looking at some of the facts out there, Decanio might absolutely hate.
Oh wow, Jeremy Corbyn.
El Hajdi.
Oh my god, equally.
El Hajdi Diouf is not controlling Paulo Decanio.
I them two on a night out must be absolutely.
It's a fight.
He spits.
He does.
Because my first pick was Belözoğlu Emre,
you got to balance that.
I feel like I'm heading in a certain direction.
No, don't.
I've got to build balance in my team.
Okay, please. Yeah.
They have to all get along.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I know where you're going now.
So with that said, I'm going to take a man who can sort you out with a tour of the stadium if you want. Don't worry about the club. He might have someone in their family that can steal you a toilet seat. He might be the captain of Dan's team.
No!
I knew it.
John Terry.
Okay. Yeah, that is a great pick. I could never pick him, though.
My team is very... I could never pick Belözoğlu Emre, but there he is.
Yeah, now you can. Now you can. This is why, yeah.
This next player I want to pick, very controversial, once again. And he's done a cardinal sin. That's in my book.
What?
Something I can't agree with.
Okay.
I'm putting him left wing. You can play left wing. So I'm putting him there, makeshifting him, but you're going to make it work. He's absolute wrong'un. He's Argentinian. So he's going to pair up well with Suarez. They're both from South America. He slept with a player's...
Oh my God.
Wife.
Wrong'un.
He is an absolute wrong'un. He's currently in Turkey right now.
Mm-hmm. Getting crazy.
Getting crazy though.
Let's come on.
Akadi.
Left wing. That's why we did it. No, that's why we didn't know.
Yeah,
it
no,
was
absolutely.
Him.
Yeah.
This is
America's not left wing.
This team is not meant to make sense. It's just chaos.
You know what?
This is a draft. It's not gonna make. If they could play around there, they could play.
It's controversial. The whole team. All right, say no more.
Jordy,
boys, I don't know what to do now because I lost John Terry. So I'm gonna freestyle. I'm going to get a man that's failed drugs tests.
That's always a good start.
And he's controversial because people think he's rubbish.
Go on.
He's a black keeper.
Yes.
He's got a high top.
Yes.
Andre
What's
Onana.
His name?
Onana.
Of course.
Controversy.
Okay, fair. Just because you were panicked, I'll let you get away with it.
Thank you.
Lippy.
He's from my country, my dad's country. Didn't represent my dad's country, though.
What country is that?
Ghana.
Okay, got you.
I know where you're going. I like it.
Yeah. I can never keep up.
Definitely a wonder kid.
Yep, I know you're going. Forget.
But his couldn't shake the problems. Thought he'd grow out of it. He just got more colours in the Mohican, and that's Mario Balotelli, man.
Sick. He was controversial.
I'll play him in the nine, and I will sign someone that's now it's I want a bit of an English core. I love a bit of English.
Yeah, you're a big fan of that.
And
yeah.
This guy is active right now, just controversying it up. And
you're for it.
Even though I don't agree with it, the way he's standing 10 toes down on this
don't do it.
Is strong. And I have to admit, I've always wanted to hate this guy, but there's something he always does to make me be like, oh,
say it.
It's Joey Barton, man.
My God.
I got you, man. I'm sorry.
He's like the wrongest of wrongest.
He's the bad guy. The bad guy.
Before Christmas,
he ticks every box.
Before Christmas, he went on that whole women and black people in football and stuff. Yeah. At the same time, Nigel Farage is finishing third in the jungle. He picked his moment. He said, "The country's ready for me."
He's analysing the commentary like it's gameplay. It's so bad. It's terrible.
Right. So the same way Hulk didn't exist, I think the player I'm about to say didn't exist either. There's a lot of great stories about him, but all I ever hear is just fights, stealing boots, never turn up to training.
He didn't exist.
He's got a blue badge on his car, and he's rich as hell. I don't know why he's got a blue badge. He's played in Mexico. He's played for England. He fought Wilf, but now he plays for Jamaica, and he fights them.
Played in DC
for Rooney. Oh, that he's coming, by the way. Someone's going to pick him soon. Ravel Morrison.
I'm older than him.
What?
Yeah. Do you know what's been mad, T? I've sat here and said Casemiro and Jorginho are too old. I'm older than both of them.
You're too old, though. You're too old.
I'm too old, literally. Like, United, don't sign me. It's over. It's done. Like.
Miles, I've seen you've been doing research. Who's your next pick?
Yeah, I'm going to freestyle it, like Jordy. I didn't research this player, but I think it's controversial.
Oh, he's flowing though. Never heard this before.
Yeah.
Okay, gaps.
This player.
Oh, it's flow switch.
Is a player that I would love to see play with one of my players already.
Said player a lot.
It's gone from grime to slow jams. The tempo has gone. The
tempo is mad slow now.
He's an advocate for racism.
Advocate for
it. Advocate. Oh, controversial.
But he's against it at the same time. Okay. He's against racism. Doesn't agree with it. But at the same time...
Narrows it down, by the way. No.
But at the same time, he got done... He got a band like Onana.
He got a band?
Yeah. He got a band like Onana.
It's his biggest op.
Yeah, okay. I know where you're going now.
Yeah, we don't know if it was for
who are we talking to?
We know it wasn't. We know it was for missing the test. But
missing the test.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's been on our table.
I knew it. I thought he was going to go there.
Now, no. Say he's controversial because of the trim he had on TNT a couple of weeks back.
Real. Soccer. Ferdinand, man. Listen, I've got a new barber now. Come link us down in West.
I can't believe you've moved barber and it's Dan's.
I had no idea it was Dan's.
He's at the back of the shop, but no one gets there. He said he's in the basement. He's in the storeroom, you know.
Boys, I'm gonna go.
My pick is Rio Ferdinand for the audios.
No one clocked.
My pick. I'm gonna go back to the 90s. I'm gonna pick a man who played with Vinnie Jones.
Oh wow!
And hosted Gladiators.
What?
Oh,
he
my
also
guy.
Hosted,
the guy from Coronation Street.
He also hosted the Nigerian Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, I didn't know that.
His brother. Was a record transfer in the Premier League.
I learned about him in school.
And was the first openly gay football player in the football pyramid in the country at that time.
Got you.
My guy disassociated himself with him and excommunicated him from his family. And the great Justin Fashion, who ended up killing himself not far from here.
Is it?
Not far from here, just down the road.
Whoa.
And
big up Fashanu.
John Fashanu, obviously, for that reason, is a very controversial man. I know his kids have reached out and tried to mend the bridges, and I think there is a lot more happiness in the family and acceptance now, but that makes him one of the most controversial players in English history.
Definitely.
I think he was a great Gladiators host.
I can't lie, that's made me sad, Wes. Sad.
Anyway, Dan.
My next pick is someone who should probably not be named.
Okay, that's fair.
That's bad, by the way.
It's, of course it's bad.
That's the whole point. No, okay. This is meant to be bad for the crowd. Like, don't.
He is modern day.
Oh, God.
He is a Carrington graduate.
Oh, God.
And he's in the quiet side of Madrid right now.
Redwood.
Yes.
Poet, can you rescue us from that pick?
I don't think this guy's as worse, but he's bad. But he's loved at the same time. He's like a negative character that's loved. As a player, very crazy. I remember watching him against Spurs where he wanted to attack Spurs staff. I think the guy's name is Joe Jordan. He went to attack. As a manager now, I think someone, he was doing high fives to everyone on the bench. Someone didn't give him a high five and he started grabbing him by his collar. His name is Gattuso. He's been crazy since Rangers. Ace him. He's a nut. And I think him and Vinny Jones, that's a crazy midfield.
It's
combustible.
They'll fight, but no one will win. So it's fine.
The next controversial character is not necessarily like for violence and all of that. It's just a bit sneaky.
They're the worst ones.
He did have a meeting as an Arsenal player with Jose Mourinho and his representatives in a London hotel in the month of January when you should be training to help Arsenal qualify for the Champions
League.
That's
not the most controversial thing he did.
But yeah, Ashley Cole, man.
Dan, you're back.
I'm going back a few years.
Oh, good idea.
And I'm going to South America.
Oh,
nice.
To a man who, he didn't give a damn what you wanted. He was going to do whatever he wanted to do.
You've got too many forwards.
He could ball.
You've got too many forwards.
I need him.
You putting him in the 10?
He's going in the 10. Edmundo.
I knew it. He's got a monkey.
Did you just say, I knew it. He's got a monkey.
He also embarrassed Gary Neville. Completely embarrassed Gary Neville.
Yeah, some of these guys, crowd, just do your own research.
Oh, yeah. On that note, I'm going to pick a left back.
Oh, no, you're going for it.
Oh, no, I know where this. I know where you're going.
He played for Bolton. He played for Chelsea. He's Spanish. His name's Marcos Alonso.
No!
That's controversial.
That's controversial, bro.
No, we're not making fun of the situation, but.
Who did you pick?
Marcos Alonso.
Oh, I was about to say. No, I didn't hear. That's controversial.
Your next pick, Miles.
This person is very, he's a controversial scumbag. Because what he done to the to his former team was very bad. And the reason why I say it's very bad because if a player of that done at my team today,
what's going on with Mark?
I'd be so mad.
Yeah,
so the guy that's partnershiping Rio Ferdinand is a guy who leaves matches halfway through a game and leaves the other side to come to win at Arsenal, Sol Campbell. And also, he eats a lot of food. Which is controversial because we're living in a time where Rashford said, you got to feed the kids. So feed them. Flipping idiot.
Flipping idiot. What is going on?
That is controversial,
moving
man.
Moving to Tottenham from Tottenham to Arsenal is one of those like transfer controversies that is controversial enough, I think.
And the West Ham game, he left at half time.
There's a controversial theory that he should have been Henri.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a great player, by the way.
There's a controversial theory that he should have been Henri, and him leaving made Henri.
I don't like this.
Short sleeve, gloves, barred.
Yeah.
Problem. French.
Problem.
He made a documentary about himself. And his name's Nicolas Anelka.
Yes, that's our pick. That's our OG pick. That's crazy.
Up top.
That's a great pick. But again, it's nice football. Actually, it's not just football controversy, is it?
No,
there's racism in there.
There's
well.
Racism involved.
There's everything there, man.
Do your research.
Do your research.
You've never done that before. Why are you singing in this episode? Of all the episodes, why are you happy about this, you madman?
Great pick there, Jordy. Lippy, you got two picks.
I've got two picks. I'm going to pick two. Horrible men, disgusting men. The first one, wonder kid, great, was a great player, and I think he's in prison now for something horrible.
What's up?
Wait, I can't laugh. Hold on, I need to stop laughing first. So it's left wing, Brazilian, it's Robinho, man. The second horrible man, he's another Brazilian. I didn't know who he was until this happened. That's how bad this thing is. His name is Bruno Fernandes de Dores de Souza.
And you know who he is because you just Googled it? Or?
No, I know who he is because I remember this happening. I just had to Google his name. And in 2010, he was arrested, tried, and found guilty of
murder, kidnapping, hiding the body of his wife.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And he was sentenced to 22 years in jail, but he got out. So that was in 2010, but he got out in, I think, 2017. He fed her to dogs.
He fed her to who?
He killed her and fed her to dogs. But I think the reason he won his appeal is because they couldn't prove the dog bit. So the whole thing's collapsed. And he's now playing for a Brazilian team. His name is Bruno Fernandes Das Dores de Souza.
Two good picks there. Very good picks there. Jordy, you're back up.
Boys, give me a position.
Missionary.
On the pitch.
Left back.
Could be on the pitch.
Left back controversy. The first one that comes to mind. Ooh, this one's a bit light. Asuakoto.
Why?
What, did he like football?
He didn't like football.
That's not controversial.
All right, one more. Wayne Bridge.
Oh, yes, Jordy. He didn't even want to shake man's hand.
And he got a Lenga misses after.
Bro, it's true. I was with you. He was going to be my left back.
Miles, you're up. I feel like you're doing a Rain Man thing right now. What's that? Like not talking when anyone else is picking. And then when I come back to you, you're just staring at the camera.
2024, that's your thing, yeah?
This player is a midfielder. It's very controversial. Because I don't know.
Him, you don't know.
I don't know if this is controversial on him or controversial on the people that done it.
Okay.
We got mugged.
Played for Tottenham. Palacios.
Wilson Palacios. What, he got kidnapped,
his
right?
His family got stolen,
man.
Mm. What? And we're having that?
Give us a conspiracy. Give us a conspiracy at least.
I think that he was in on it. He robbed himself. Said, I don't want to play for Tottenham no more because they're bad.
No, you got to do something better than that.
Okay.
He's literally a more controversial guy by him, I would say.
You think so?
They played together, yeah.
Nah, I'll move away from him.
And you're going to?
Just go for the guy who's non-existent in our midfield now.
Hey. Aye. Number five.
Poet's favourite restaurant. Number five.
Jordy, when you're ready to go, let me know.
I'm going to go with a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you lot know that this guy is controversial in the way that he's controversial, because he was controversial as a player. He used to get into scraps when he played for Dortmund. He got sent off a couple of times. He got long bans, actually. He jumped into the crowd once at Dortmund. Went to Arsenal. Didn't lose a league game in his first year.
Oh, Nutter.
Great nutter. Premier League goalkeeper who was a nutter. Who, a couple of years ago, was fired by Hertha Berlin as a coach because he sent a message to the wrong person on WhatsApp.
You're wrong for this.
Saying, hey, is Dennis Aogo the standard token black guy for your punditry team? Who did he send it to?
A black guy.
Dennis Aogo.
Oh my God.
He must have been so confused, you know.
So Jens Lehmann.
I would have followed it up with, that's what they're saying in the racist parts of Germany. How dare they?
Somebody just sent this to
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Yo, bro, just thought I'd forward.
Is that what happened for real? That's crazy.
He lost a couple of jobs for that.
I didn't know that.
He played for AC Milan as well, just to give it some context. And he came back to Arsenal. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
To play against Blackpool.
I remember, yeah. When we got him back.
Dan.
Sorry, who's this guy's name? You didn't like
Jens Lehmann.
Oh, sorry.
That's crazy.
Next up, we're going to go with one of the best players United have ever seen.
No.
Lehmann.
He was supposed to swing back.
They still probably haven't replaced him.
No.
Never can, probably never will.
They haven't.
Collars up. Anyone in the crowd picks him off.
He's just picking
kicking.
Attackers, by the way. He's got...
Yeah, where's he playing?
Redwood, De Canio, Edmundo. And now he's saying...
Where's he playing? He's got five strikers.
Should we not let him?
Honestly, and he's so controversial that he played anywhere.
All right, anywhere. And who's your pick?
Eric Cantona.
He can have him, man. He can have him, bro.
Controversially fly.
If this is a Joff, we could do anything. This
he controversially
is the
put him number eight.
No, Elias Joff is going in eight. Facts.
Okay.
Yeah, it's close enough. I ain't going to have no... It's, yeah, but it's a controversial.
You love this guy. Poet. Your next two picks.
This draft is not playing by no rules. This is a no rules draft.
He's older than everyone on this table and still plays professional football. He shares a name with a winger that Arsenal once signed that now plays in Turkey. This centre back is called Pepe.
Whee.
On pitch controversies.
I'm sure there's some skeletons though.
The next pick I have actually didn't play for his national side for quite some time because of incidents that happened, I believe, in 2016. Some say if he was there in 2018, he probably would have won the World Cup. Real Madrid star, but apparently was trying to bribe one of his teammates in France. Woo! Over a tape. His name is Mr. Karim Benzema.
That's a draft.
That's
man.
Controversial.
To get him now, in this, that's very good, man.
There was other players, so you can grab a few of those.
There's a couple, man.
One of them's controversial, like, got a controversial face.
Dan.
I'm not allowed another striker. I'm not allowed.
No, you're not allowed another striker.
I'm saying
no.
A lot of these players that I'm looking at, they're attacking players, and I wonder if there's
something. No, attackers there. Are the ego, man.
They
of
are
football.
Chaos.
I wonder if there's something there.
I've never seen anyone able to drink like this. This is a demon. But one of the most talented players ever.
It's only one man.
When he puts on an England shirt. That's it. You know what he is. Got to be Gazza. Paul Gascoigne.
He's like RTM, fam. This guy's still not allowed. He's still not dead, fam. Like, he's like...
No, I know it sounds mad. Every time we talk about him, I ask, is he alive?
Him and Ozzy Osbourne will be in a sick double pivot.
Is Ozzy Osbourne still here?
He's gone.
Ozzy Osbourne died.
Is he alive?
No, he's still alive.
See?
Same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Ozzy Osbourne and Gascoigne, I don't know if they're here or upstairs. I don't know.
I don't know the last time I thought of Ozzy Osbourne.
Same.
Boys.
That's because I liked Sharon.
My next pick.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm going back to an era that none of us are alive for here. Because Lippi went Diego Maradona. I'm going to go back to someone who's a current Premier League manager. At least he was at time of recording. Again, like Ashley Cole, we don't know if he's got a job right now.
Mm.
He probably doesn't have to answer for this as much as he should. But in his playing career, he went and busted union lines and played in apartheid South Africa. He's the oldest manager in the Premier League.
Oh my days.
God. And I think if a lot of his team knew what he was getting up to, they might ask him some questions. Roy Hodgson.
Do you think his squad selection is due to karma then?
No, he's dude. He,
like retribution.
No, it's like he's trying to show this was a mistake.
Yeah, the redemption.
Look at my team.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Miles, your next pick.
My next pick, he's a legend, man. And when I heard this news,
yeah,
it was after he finished playing. He's retired.
Oh my God, don't do it.
I have to do it. It's a stinker. It's something that Lippy's done. You've done. You've done. You've done. I've done. And Tigo's most certainly have done it. We've all sent a nude.
I know what you're going for.
Wait a minute, I ain't sent no nude.
Oh, come on, brother.
I ain't sent no We've nude. Sent crazy.
Nude. Come I ain't sent a nude. Are you crazy?
Even Fifi behind
come
the camera.
On, there's not a girl alive watching this, I can tell you I sent a nude.
You ain't sent a dick pic?
No, bro.
You ain't outside.
I can't lie, I have. I'm sorry.
He's had a stinker. This is very controversial.
His name?
His name?
Are you going to say it? You are bad at saying the names.
Overmars, man. He's had a stinker.
A stinker, bro.
He got fired. Sent the nude to the wrong
they
girl.
They took him off FIFA. They took him off their thing. Yeah, he was a legend on FIFA. They took him off, man.
Fighting relegation.
You did ask for Icardi to play on the left wing.
He's going left wing. Icardi's going
in the middle and Suarez on the right. Yeah, okay. Now it makes some kind of
putting
sense.
Putting Icardi anywhere but central is mental.
Jordy, you're up.
I can't believe this guy's made it back to me, guys. I've got arguably the most controversial man I think we're going to mention here today. He's also the most protected man I've ever seen in my life. He's vanished off the face of the earth. He lost a court case last year, I want to say. He got sacked as manager of his nation. His name's Ryan Giggs.
Oh my God.
You might have won. He's king of controversy, guys.
He is well protected, man.
Yes.
There's padding around him.
Yeah. He is terrible.
Oh my. Hey, he's so protected, he don't even turn up on no lists.
No.
Stop he just Teflon talking gone. About it.
He'll get a job in a year's time. No problems.
I'm glad you did it because you packaged that very well.
Hey, Jordy.
Lippy.
They're trying to sentence him to 9 years right
Jesus Christ.
But he, on his Wikipedia, before it lists the crime that they're trying to get him down for. It says he is the most decorated footballer of all
no
time.
No way, not my brother.
With 43
the best
titles.
The best.
I don't even know.
He's from Brazil again. The most. It must be them. They got the most players here.
He dresses like he's Congolese.
It's Dani Alves, man. Daniel Alves.
Good pick.
That's the first one. Second one. Horrible man again.
But horrible man.
Unfortunately, for a lot of people, a great defender.
Mm.
Even though he does not like black people, he once. There's a famous picture of him arguing with who gets Thierry Henry's shirt. And the most famous thing that he will be remembered for, not even unfortunate because he's a racist, is getting headbutted in the chest by Zinedine Zidane in his last game.
You think Marco Materazzi's racist?
Yeah.
Of course.
Didn't he call Zidane? That's what Zidane said.
No, he said about his mum.
Okay, that'll do. Yeah, he called Zidane son of a terrorist.
Yeah, there you go. Whoa. There you go. Racist, yeah.
And his mum's in hospital at the time.
I think Lippi's won the right back game. I can't think of anyone else that comes to mind.
Okay, there are others.
Yeah. Right, well, I'm going to tell you about a man that knocked out my favourite player ever. Clean, too. He put him down. His name's Phil Bardsley.
I knew it. He's got a celebration for it. That's cold.
How is the guy who knocked out Wayne Rooney been picked, but Wayne Rooney ain't been picked?
There's no space. I think we pick strikers quick, innit?
Miles. Google's been helping
you
with
this
one.
Yeah, Google's helped me with this one because obviously we all need a keeper. And I just found out this information on this guy. I had no idea. Some might call it controversial. Some might say he made the right choice. He left his pregnant wife.
What?
While she was in labor. Big up Simone, by the way. That's her name. To go see his mistress.
Whoa!
In a club.
Whoa!
His name is called Oliver Kahn.
Wow!
I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know he was outside he like was that, out my brother.
No, I thought he was a really nice guy.
I'll be honest. Controversial for who?
Come on,
that's
man.
Controversial.
That's mad, bro.
Oliver Kahn.
Look at this guy, fam.
He was seen as a saint, bro.
But yeah, he was literally.
He was. Yeah, I didn't think he had any smut on his name. Smut. S M U double T.
I'm going to somewhere. I'm going to a place. In North London, for a player that might have been talking about Poet. Pavlyuchenko joined Tottenham Hotspur. He phoned another man from Eastern Europe and said, give me the drop. What's going on in Tottenham?
Who did he call? Berbatov?
He called Sergei Rebrov, who suggested, there's a lot of dark-skinned people walking around there. You might not like it.
Do you thought you'd go London and not link a black guy?
You tell me.
What are you talking about, man?
Sergei Rebrov. And he's been fighting this charge.
No way.
Since then, yeah.
Arsenal were linked with Rebrov, you know.
Remember how Tottenham always just had a random player that was too good for them?
Yeah.
That was
him
at the time.
100.
He literally never got to be that at Tottenham.
Yeah,
really.
No, he didn't really do anything.
The day, interesting story, if you care, the day I got my Kanu Nigeria shirt, it was that or Ukraine Sergei Rebrov.
You made the right decision.
Of course I did.
100%.
Dan.
Fullbacks are usually pretty stable.
No.
Nah.
But they're violent by nature.
Yeah.
This one's no different.
I love the way you said this.
Manchester boy.
Oh.
Maybe one or two or more of some of the most horrendous tackles, elbows, knees you've ever seen.
Oh my God,
Mr.
boys.
Ben Thatcher.
Brother?
Nah, the Sunderland elbow was horrible.
I feel like he's one of those players that football players don't talk about now. Poet, you got two picks.
I decided to pick two individuals that got in trouble at the same time because they were both at the scene of the crime.
Oh.
I decided to go back to the Leeds side that O'Leary had that I really, really loved. Young. But there was an incident that happened that these two guys just can't go to certain parts of Leeds no more. Otherwise, the Asian brothers will have to move to them. Their names, Lee Bowyer and Jonathan Woodgate.
Oh.
They both stayed in the game. Like Lee Bowyer, where did we see him the other day? Isn't he coach of Woodsy's country?
Yes, Montserrat. Yeah, Montserrat. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, he's Woodsy's coach.
The same Lee Bowyer that fought Kieran Dyer. I never even seen two players fight on the same team. And Woodgate's team
coaching still. Is he at Middlesbrough with Carrick?
He thought the West Indies was in India. He thought he was... literally, he thought he was making up for it. He got up, seen all these black guys. Right, where's the...
Good picks. Dan, you got defenders and goalkeeper now.
No, I've got another midfielder if I need one.
No, someone who can sit. Unless you're putting Paul Gascoigne in midfield, in defence.
God, who are you going to put?
I need this man.
No, you haven't got any midfielders.
I have. Why?
You've
Let
got
me see. I'm playing a
Elijah Joff, Paul Gascoigne, Edmundo, Paolo Di Canio, Redwood and Cantona.
I need this man. Can I play him right back? He can play anywhere.
Depends who it is.
Modern day. Very important to the team he's in.
The f- was that? Sorry, go on.
But he has one very dodgy scandal where he filmed one of his teammates masturbating right there with him.
That's your brother.
His name is William Saliba.
Great pick.
That's not a good pick.
Now, shall I tell you the truth? He's been so good that people have kind of stopped speaking about that. Is he because of this episode?
I know. It's back. There's always going to be one person. What are you talking about?
That incident is talked about more on Filthy than I think anywhere else in the world. And that is correct because of our name. It makes sense.
It does make sense. It does make sense.
To Boys, I'm going to my midfield. I'm going to pick a player that I reckon is going to have a YouTube that is going to be shadow banned and is going to be the sort of person whose name, if you say it, your videos are automatically demonetized. He believes in a lot of stuff and he doesn't mind going on public speaking tours to tell MLT. The world about it.
MLT!
He's good friends with Joey Barton now.
No, he's not! MLT, no way.
I'm going to try and say his name in a way that doesn't get struck down. Matthew the Pig.
Yeah, yeah. Volley man.
I'm going to go to right back. This guy is also Manchester born. he had a lot of women turning up at his door, T.
Oh no.
Saying that you are the father.
Oh.
Lippy.
He's got a lot of guests on his team.
Saying that you are the father.
He had it once.
I don't know if he's allowed to do this.
I'm not gonna carry on.
Saying that he isn't the father. But when he found out, he celebrated. His name is Danny Simpson.
Yes, okay.
Controversy sells, boys. I've got probably one of the most, for me, the one of the most overrated centre-backs ever. But he's up there with the best, apparently.
Ah, you picked him. I was just about to.
The man of Pep Guardiola's Barcelona.
Oh, okay, no.
Cheated on the Spanish lady that sang the song for the African World Cup.
Waka waka, eh.
His name is Gerard Piqué.
He got caught because she used the jam in the house and he doesn't use jam.
Yeah.
Well, that's because, that means she's childish. Nah. You can't be a big man eating jam. If you're over 20, you don't eat jam no more.
What?
What?
If you're over 20,
you still you use, don't jam.
Use jam. I eat jam on my toes, man. Maybe you're too old to use it anymore after, but I never used it in the first place.
So what's
place.
He saying? She was at the yard. She was at the yard.
Use jam.
She used the products that Shakira knows he would never
use.
Never
eat jam, yeah.
I don't think that's enough. I'll be honest, like, I don't think I'll go guilty that's for that.
No, but that's how you know. Crazy. That's how you know he brought a young thing through. Because she wanted jam.
Jam?
Bro, there could be an ingredient missing that I'm allergic to. I'll be like, I'll check if my system still rejects
that's
it.
That's it. There's no chance you get me on that.
But Shakira bust her tax charge. She cut a deal with the Spanish government and she won an award for the diss track she did for Gerard Piqué, which is a hit.
And it was awarded to her by?
The Spanish Latin speaking
world. Oh, yeah, but who handed her?
Sergio Ramos was the person who gave her the award.
And you know what it is? That's a great lead up to my pick.
That's Sergio Ramos.
That's extra controversy. I was just going to say he's only controversial on the pitch. Because he's just done some tackles that... Do you see the last one? The thing that he did the other day?
Yeah,
he
got caught
for something.
It's civil, yeah.
Complained about it.
The gaffer went to the screen.
Yeah, ref went to the screen and said, oh my gosh, forget about the yellow. That's a straight red. So yeah, it's definitely... I definitely have to have Sergio Ramos. And
I like that sense. That defence is clean, though.
No, that's a proper
Your defence is clean. Alves, Materazzi and Ramos.
And it's about the guy that's protecting them is even dirtier. Premier League legend... I've not seen him talk to Erling Haaland yet, so I don't know if that's going to happen, but he definitely hurt his dad.
I ain't seen him talk.
He hurt his dad. But that would be nice to see, though.
No, it wouldn't. Like,
nah, because I want to see if I want Erling to stand there bigger than him, like, you hurt my dad. You.
But yeah, nah.
He's a robot though, no emotions.
No, I saw him talking about hula hoops the other day, like they were drugs.
Is it?
Yeah, they got some. It's
he
like
uses
a kind of
hula hoops.
Nah, it's like a little podcast. Yeah, yeah, use it.
Yeah, stick to football.
That stick to football thing. Gary Neville opens up and he's like, you know what I like, boys? I really like chocolates and crisps. And then Roy Keane reveals his dark secret. I really like hula hoops. This is Gary Neville. What? Salt and vinegar. No, Gary, just the normal stuff. Just the normal.
That's too much, Gary.
Just the normal stuff. Like, yeah, so yeah, Roy Keane.
Love Roy Keane. Very controversial. Walked out on Ireland at the World Cup and all that. Yeah.
Oh, I missed one.
Yeah, you did. Geordie.
Is it true what they say about Walter Samuel?
What?
He's
what
crazy, by the way.
He's a nutter.
He's a nutter.
I heard
bro.
Like there was like he's got 74 passports.
Ah.
Forget Walter Samuel, T.
Yeah, I was going to go there, but I've already
covered
it. Everyone's
going to go. You have to go there. You have to go there. The best.
I'm thinking more controversial.
Go on, then.
This is Mexico's face.
According to Colin Cousin Richards, who played in Mexico.
And he's apparently got ties with the cartel.
Allegedly. Leave us alone.
Allegedly. Rafael Marquez.
I wouldn't be surprised at that.
Allegedly.
At a point, he was the Mr. Mexico. He was 100%. The guy.
Yeah.
He was the guy. Like,
great player.
Do you think they're here?
Mexicans.
The cartel.
They're in South. If they're anywhere, they're in South London.
Miles.
This name.
You are AI.
He is. Alright, listen, they're not believing it. Like,
how am I AI? Because I'm thinking. Well, you don't think, no? Talking about. Get out of here, man. This next. Who's kidding? I can't think. I can't do anything, bro.
Land.
Yeah, man. I'm landing. The next person I'm picking is a left back. I wouldn't say really it's controversial, but he's just. I don't know, man.
He needs to be controversial.
Why was
there
picking
is that one
him?
Controversial left back?
Is there? Oh, boy, he's not him.
Can I help you?
No. Why don't you just use Google, bro? What's going on?
Can I move Danny Simpson to left back?
No.
And go right back?
Oh, come on.
You're right back. Just play the right back, left back. The right back that you're going to pick.
This guy is very controversial because he's known for spitting at people, which is very nasty, if you ask me.
It is nasty.
He's talking rubbish on our screens every week.
Oh, left back. Wow. Yeah, nah, that's, yeah.
Miles, land, please.
Jamie Carragher.
Faster than Specs.
Hey, do you know what?
Faster than Specs.
Well done.
Oh, yeah. He controversially beat Specs in a race. That's
yeah,
true.
He controversially beat Specs.
That wouldn't be controversial.
You need to say it in a race because with Specs and jackets.
He was beating Specs in a race.
What was that?
Boys, we're doing controversy. I've only got a few positions left to fill. Three, to be exact.
No, you're not.
Which means we've got this far without us saying the name of this player, and I'm not going to say the name of this player. I am going to say he's probably the greatest player to ever play for his nation. I am going to say he did used to slap them in for Tottenham, and he did used to slap them in for Everton. And he's back playing despite being shuffled out the country as quietly as possible. His name's someone's son.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Disappeared.
Well, from a club suing a player to a player suing a club.
I'm into it.
This is a man who...
That was Stella.
...has been doing porridge for a fair amount of the year. Couple years, not been getting paid, but he's been cleared and he wants his money back.
Come on, man.
Benjamin Mendy.
You know he got like not guilty on Friday and signed for Lorient on Sunday.
That's a good turnaround,
like that, bro.
Nah, because that alhamdulillah was too warm. Like he knew he had money on the way.
I don't know what the case situation is, but I'm guessing he's not getting sued for lack of payment. I'm guessing he's getting sued for missed opportunities for earnings. So like goals, assists, clean sheets, international. I think that because they could have stuck by him on paper, they could have. But I don't think Man City are the kind of club that would stop paying you because they know that you're a risk at that point and you'd be out there saying whatever. That's what my assumption is what the case is. But good pick. Shark gang.
Yuck. Yuck.
Someone that disrespected Sir Alex Ferguson and I think to this day doesn't care. Tevez.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't just disrespect Alex Ferguson, he disrespected Manchester City.
Disappeared for time, came back after a while, and then I just think that sign that he throws up when he won the league title about Alex Ferguson was pretty cool. So, shout out Alex.
He's been on Twitch as well, right, with Sergio Aguero.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Aguero's on Twitch?
Aguero loves
Twitch.
He is, man. Nah, man. It's the worst retirement I've ever seen, bro.
Poet, your next pick.
This one was difficult, T. This one was difficult because I need a goalkeeper. So I only remember one story early on from a goalkeeper who racially abused someone. And I would say if it happened today, it would get a hell of a lot more coverage than it did in 1997 when Ian Wright was racially abused at the Carpet. Spoke about it, and Alex Ferguson came forward and said he was disappointed with Ian Wright. Dear Peter Schmeichel, where is your apology?
Oh, wow. I thought you were going with Steve Agrizovich.
Oh, my Lord. That bull-headed guy, I forgot about him, but nah. Peter Schmeichel, racially abusing Ian Wright in 97.
Dan.
I had no idea, man.
Goalkeeper. There aren't many controversial ones out there, but I've got one.
Congratulations.
He's from Liverpool.
That makes sense.
Big gambling match-fixing accusations. Mr. Bruce Grobbelaar.
Oh, very good.
How could anyone forget that one? That guy's a legend.
I've got another forward now. I've got Sergei Rebrov on the right and I've got John Fashanu on up front.
I don't know none of them guys, by the way.
I'm going to go with a forward who's going to really tie it all together.
Got you.
He was an absolute wonder kid from the Northeast. Went to Manchester City.
Oh, God.
Didn't become the player maybe people thought he could, but maybe that's because of off-the-pitch activities.
We don't need his name either, do we?
While he was back at Sunderland... John's son,
okay,
is going to join someone's son on my team of controversial players.
A lot of people's sons are haunted, man.
A lot of haunted sons. And also, there's a couple of Johns in my team.
Oh, my.
He can't play midfield. I should have played. Okay, this player. Dirty player. Very dirty. One of the most, if not the... most dirtiest player in world football.
It's not like you're flirting with him, man.
He's got the most yellow cards in football. And it's a big controversy. It was a big talking point when he did this tackle in the World Cup final. He booted a man in the chest.
Yeah, and got a yellow.
Nigel de Jong, you are partnering number five.
Thomas Rave Up.
Thomas Rave Up.
I don't think Nigel de Jong's controversial, though.
I'll show you controversial, man.
Go on, show me then. Because you're talking, then you better land. Like Lippy says, land now.
I got a man that he cried at the airport on his way to his new team. About 4 to 6 games in, there was speculation, horrible speculation, vicious rumors about a gambling syndicate that was ran back in Italy.
Wow.
There is now stories of Italian footballers coming out and saying, yeah, I did bet, and he put me on.
Wow.
He's now banned. And his name is Sandro Tonali.
Lippy, you're going to complete your team now with a left back and a midfielder.
I am. And the left back that I'm going to pick, I don't think he's been picked because I feel like this one's gone over people's heads or people don't remember. A Manchester United left back was fined for homophobic remarks.
Ooh. Blonde?
Patrice Evra.
Oh.
And the chicken.
Yeah, of course, he's kissed up.
Oh, yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
And just his whole social media.
His whole social media. He wears one shoe.
Remember he did the whole... Something happened with him and a woman commentator, a woman pundit. He clapped when she spoke or something. Yeah. He got into a lot of trouble about it.
And he said he'll slap the players.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I'll just go in there and I will just slap everyone. And he revealed that... Who did he reveal? He revealed that when he... goes to Henri's house to watch Arsenal. If Arsenal sees that Xhaka is the captain, Henri turns it off. And he said that live after Arsenal lost.
I don't think he goes around people's houses no more.
Nah. He baited at Ronaldo.
He's not allowed.
And your midfield pick.
Last but not least, it's one of Dan's boys because he was sentenced to 3 months in prison in March 1995 for assaulting a London taxi driver. And his name is Dennis Wise.
Yeah. Dennis Wise allegedly destroyed the Blue Peter Garden with Les Ferdinand when they were teenagers.
One of the worst things Dennis Wise done,
He got now Rangers to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Unforgivable. But yeah, nah.
Unforgivable.
Jordy. T? Listen, modern day football is different, man. I've seen a lot of fullbacks tuck in now. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try that. And I'm going to put John Flanagan as my DM.
No, you're not making John Flanagan a midfielder for that.
But how's he controversial though?
What?
What?
Oh, what?
What do you do again? Do
you need to meet his sister. Brother, no, he is controversial.
No, no.
Let me Google. Let me.
Yeah, you Google it. Let's not say what he did. Let's Google what John Flanagan did. He's not a midfielder, so we're not letting you pick
him. All right,
him.
What I'll do is I'll go again then.
Might not be. Bad face though, Tigo.
Bad face, bad facts, face. Facts.
So, I got a midfielder.
Was you in the middle of the park or?
I got a midfielder.
Go on.
Kelvin Atuhu.
Oh! What did he do?
Kelvin Atuhu had a fight on a night out and done some bird for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
That's my last person, right?
Yeah, midfielder.
Sugar.
Just give you one. Eesh.
Miles, you need a midfielder, yeah?
Yeah.
Land.
he thought he was going to give you one. He had help. He thought he was going to get help. He waited for the ball.
I don't know, man. Pick, you know what? I'll put in Jed Spence just because you ain't playing.
No. Just because you ain't playing.
Why don't you pick Luis Figo?
Nah.
He done nothing, though.
I mean, centre mid. You got Gravesen.
Paul Merson.
Stig Tofting.
Paul Ince.
Ooh, there's a lot in it.
John Barnes.
John Barnes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Nah, but he's a winger more. Dunno's a winger.
See, he's controversial.
Yeah, he is after controversial.
John Barnes has got a list of things.
Racism? What is that?
Just for saying Specs is not your uncle. That's controversial alone, you idiot.
Fill it out with Barnes.
So I got a right back to pick, but the midfielder I was trying to give Miles, which he wasn't figuring out why he was controversial, was Giovanni Reyna.
Oh, wow.
What did he do?
I wish I thought of him. His parents blackmailed the coach.
The America coach or something. Yeah.
For not playing him enough.
Yeah.
But I'm going with a right back. This player was most known for playing centre back, but he did join Arsenal as a right back. And he was caught cheating by telling a girl that he was a car salesman. She took a picture of him naked in the shower.
Oh my God.
And people went, hold on, babe. That's not the car salesman you're in a relationship with. That's Colo Touré.
Oh my God.
Do you know
God.
Why I'm so meaty? Meaty shower. It's not even like it was a rich thing, right? Travelodge, that's smart. Now, if you're a baller and you could pretend to be a car salesman, you don't have to stay in the Ritz. Travelodge.
Bro, he also pretended it was his wife's diet pills.
That's also controversial.
And his brother dates his cousin. That's another country. Colo Touré, take out Barnes. Colo Touré's in there.
Yaya Touré is not controversial.
He's dating his cousin, T.
No, he's not.
allegedly.
It's a specs joke.
No, put him in there.
No,
well, I've typed in Yaya Touré cousin, and it's trying to show me his cousins, bro. Like this, you are wrong, bruv. Like you've heard that from somewhere else.
Dan, centre back.
This person isn't controversial as such, but the situation surrounding him is and was.
Is and was.
May he rest in everlasting peace.
Oh no.
Andres Escobar, who was killed for making a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, in the car park.
I'll tell you what, the controversy was you scored an own goal and went to the dance later.
Good pick, Dan.
Yeah.
Even though Google's done your whole team, it's a good team.
Thank you.
Google's done most of my team, I'll be honest.
ChatGPT, man.
Yeah.
This one here, I thought to myself, why am I forgetting loads of footballers? Because I remember loads of stories coming out during COVID. And I don't know if this came out during COVID, but I remember reading it did come out during COVID. And I thought to myself, cuz, like, you're Kyle Walker. Why are you pulling down your trousers and just kissing random girls that are not your girl?
Oh,
like,
that's recent. The trousers, but during lockdown, it was girls coming to see him of a professional variety, allegedly.
Yeah, yes.
Lockdown was bad for a lot of players.
There was a lot of players during lockdown, you know, that we've missed out on.
Wait, Jack, you're lucky.
Jack is lucky.
Well, now that we've got our teams, before I read them out, do we have any crazy controversial players we want to name? Like
Troy Deeney? I think we've got some that we need to just give a shout out to.
Yeah, let's just throw them out there. Honourable mentions.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano yep. Ronaldo. Troy Deeney, like you said. Ivan Toney.
Ivan Toney.
I think
not enough is made of killing Mbappe.
Not enough is what? Made of Dwight York.
Facts.
My listen.
DJ Campbell.
David Beckham.
Jermaine Pennant. David Beckham.
David Beckham.
Frank Ribery.
Frank Ribery, yeah. Oh, Benzema's wow, wow, on Benzema's.
Frank Ribery, he was on Benzema's case, yeah.
Boys, footballers are disgusting, man.
They're
controversial, man. They're controversial.
We have to change the show.
All right, boys, I'm going to read the team. Lippi. In goal for you, Bruno Fernandes, De Souza. Left back, Patrice Evra. Centre back, Sergio Ramos and Marco Materazzi. Right back, Dani Alves. Midfield, Roy Keane, Joey Barton and Dennis Wise. And your forwards, Diego Maradona, Mario Balotelli, and Robinho. What's the name of your team, Lippi?
They're not that wrong. Like some of them...
Half wrongens.
Half wrongens.
Mostly wrongens.
Jordy. Your team. In goal, Andre Onana. Defence of Wayne Bridge, Gerard Pique, Rafael Marquez, and Phil Bardsley. A midfield of Kelvin Etuhu, Sandro Tonali, and Ravel Morrison. And forwards, Ryan Giggs, Hulk, and Nicholas Anelka.
This is a very bad team.
Yeah.
It's bad, bad. It's bad squared, quality. T.
Bad squared.
Bad squared.
I like bad squared.
I just want to look at your team in terms of what the worst things they did were. I mean, Giggs is there.
Giggs is, oh, come on.
But we, a lot of that is not like that bad.
No, but mine's about principle.
Miles, your team. AI. In goal, Oliver Kahn. A defence of Jamie Carragher, Rio Ferdinand, Sol Campbell and Danny Simpson. A midfield of Thomas Raveup, Nigel de Jong and John Barnes. Forwards, Mauro Icardi, Luis Suarez and Mark Overmars.
My one's called We've All Done It.
What? No, we haven't. No, we haven't.
Bro, this guy is AI.
No, we haven't
this
done
guy,
it.
Tigo's team now. I've got Jens Lehmann in goal. Defence of Marcus Alonso, John Terry, Roy Hodgson and Kolo Touré. I got a midfield of someone's son, Bela Zoglu Emery and Matt forwards, Sergei Rebrov, John's son and John Fashanu.
Your
team is
team
crazy.
Is insane, bro.
I think it says a lot about the person, you know.
I like, know.
You're dark.
My team is called Fathers Raise Your Sons.
I hear it, though.
Dan, your team. In goal, Bruce Grobbelaar. Your defence is Benjamin Mendy, William Saliba, Andres Escobar and Ben Thatcher. Your midfield is El Hadj Diouf, Paul Gascoigne and Edmundo.
Wait, sorry, man. Your midfield is El Hadjou.
Wait, what? I just listened to what I said. Edmundo, best strikers, you know.
Your forwards are Paolo Di Canio, Redwood, and Eric Cantona. What's the name of your team, Dan?
Joint Enterprise.
Very good.
Did you say Joint Enterprise?
Poet.
Yes, my brother.
Your team in goal, Peter Schmeichel. In defence, Ashley Cole, Pepe, Jonathan Woodgate and Kyle Walker. Your midfield is wanted in a lot of countries. Vinny Jones, Gennaro Gattuso and Lee Bowyer. And your forwards, Adrian Mutu, Carlos Tevez and Karim Benzema.
Oi, that's a party, you know. That's a party.
And they're dripped off as well.
It's a party, but yeah, I don't think we're going.
T, the game's won and lost in midfield, so I've decided to name the club after a great Brad Pitt film, Fight Club.
Let us know if we've got enough for a controversial picks part two, because I feel like we could do a part two and really do some research and grind one out. Filthy@5.com, new home jersey available now on the website. 10 years of Filthy, it begins now. Our biggest ever year is our final ever year because I can't sit next to this robot anymore.
I'm not AI.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.